Park, Kissinger.
Mr. President, we are on that dinner tomorrow night. It's 7 rather than 7:30. We're having it early. And just put on a black tie. I mean, it's nothing formal, though.
Right.
And did you find out whether the Alsops are back or not?
I'm having somebody check and notify Steve Bullock.
Fine. Well, there's no problem.
I couldn't get an answer there.
Good. Just let it go. We'll see. But at the present time, it'll just be
if he comes back, it'll be later today.
Now, the only other one that I can think of is Dick Wilson. I'll check that out in the morning, see if he's...
Yeah, Wilson would be good.
He'd be good if he's, I don't know what his situation is at the present time. I don't think he's...
I think his wife died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll run that by us. I'm just trying to think of any other or newsmen in the foreign field. I mean, I don't like
anybody. Howard K. Smith would be good.
Howard Smith, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll do a little checking around. But anyway, you can plan 7 o'clock. I worked over that letter with Haig, and I...
Yes, Haig read it to
me. I toughened it up.
It was a strong and...
Well, business has improved. I just think we just have to lay it out there so there's no goddamn doubt.
Yep.
And,
the reason why I'm beginning to lean towards the bilateral solution, Mr. President, is with this bastard's attitude, he may just collapse if we go ahead on the other course.
Suppose we go bilaterally, won't he also collapse?
No, I think he can struggle on longer. His nightmare is a political contest. I think all this business about the North Vietnamese army, that's no problem to him. He knows he can handle it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to handle a free or semi-free political contest.
So, he'd like for us, the whole thing then would depend on our ability to continue to get aid to him. And I'm telling you, that is going to be a hell of a problem.
That is true.
See, that's the problem I'm concerned about. If we can,
I think it may get break.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it on January 2nd. We can wait.
Yeah, well,
the Congress won't do a hell of a lot this week.
Except that we just don't want the Congress in talking. That's the main thing, you know. We'd rather want to do something before the Congress gets a chance to make its goddamn speeches so it looks like we followed them.
Yeah.
See, there's the problem that I see. I mean, we have to now, if we go bilaterally, look to our political situation here to an extent. Right is that if, for example, those jackasses like Mansfield and McGovern say, why don't we have prisoners for this or that, and then we come up with it, Henry, that I would not want. I want us to lead them. That's the point. I want to lead on a damned issue. Do you agree?
I agree. And
we'll have a good chance to talk about that
within the next... One thing is very interesting is Hanoi hasn't reacted to this mining yet.
No.
And we know from their radar that they picked up the planes.
Sure. I think it shakes the hell out of him. Haig agrees with you. He says he thinks that he thinks this will crack him.
I think so too.
But it may or not. My point is, I'm just totally resigned to it. We have to be resigned to it. Fatalistic as hell. It ought to crack him.
But if you read the transcript, I don't want to inflict it on you of the last meeting, Mr. President.
Yeah, Mike and I know.
I know they were toying with us. In fact.
Sure, of course. I could tell they were toying with us, Henry, not just from the transcript in the last meeting, but from the ups and downs of the whole week.
That's right.
For Christ's sakes, they were tough the first 2 days, and they came on the third day, and we talked to Debrina, and then you sent Haig back, and then they toughened up on Monday. That's enough.
Knowing that the Vice President and Haig were standing by to go to Saigon.
That's right. And this is just those things. So,
and
I'm not a bit concerned about
we
that.
Might consider if the heat gets high, whether we shouldn't show that last day's transcript to a few selected newsmen. Because that's a pretty gory affair.
Sure, if they start putting the heat on, what I meant is, apart from the newsman, let us suppose, well, if the left-wing newsman, which of course be straight out of Hanoi, or if Hanoi starts putting the heat on, then we play it right back with them.
That's right.
And give them hell. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. But in the meantime, we'll go and hope to God that the B-52s have enough, whether they can hit something. Well, at least a number of them will do.
Well, I think they're going to be shipped to their core. Now, whether they're going to...
They're going to be so goddamn surprised, I think.
Whether they're going to go 3 months or whether they're going to decide to settle it quickly, that we can't tell. There's no question in my mind, Mr. President, that if we could go 6 months, that they're going to crash.
Well, I agree with that. You see, the problem we have there is there our domestic situation does become involved.
I'm not sure that the Democrats are going to be that eager to take you on right out of the...
No, I don't think they would. I don't think they're going to be perfect. I don't think they're going to the first month. You know what I mean? I think. But what I meant is if it drags for 6 months, I mean, I just don't see it going.
By April, March, even, they may start to take you on.
Yeah.
But they can't overlook, Mr. President, particularly you take people like Kennedy. They can't overlook that 61%.
It's true. That's what we're going to tell them, aren't we?